Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. The world is still in shock over the horrific surprise attack that Hamas launched this weekend against Israel. And as of this taping, over 900 people in Israel have been killed, including 11 Americans, and an unknown number of civilians and soldiers have been kidnapped, including U.S. citizens. And as the conflict continues, nearly 700 people have been killed in Gaza. The Middle East is a complex region, but the complexity of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict is immaterial to the horror of this attack. It is heartbreaking to see violence escalate, and we hope and pray that someday peace is possible. Now, on this show, we always try our best to talk about what everybody's talking about today, but we didn't even attempt to write jokes about this. The human mind simply refuses to do it. Even AI refused to do it because we went on to ChatGPT, and this is true. It responded, "The Middle East conflict is a serious and ongoing situation that affects many lives, and making jokes about such matters can easily be seen as insensitive, disrespectful, or offensive to those who are suffering as a result." I, for one, want to commend our future robot overlords. That is a rare show of humanity from something that can't identify which photos contain a traffic light. Of course, we do have humans out there responding to this crisis, and say what you want about Donald Trump, and I have. But there are times when you have to put aside your feelings and just listen to whoever might have relevant geopolitical experience. And at his rally, on the day of the attack, he stayed laser-focused on the international crisis.
Hannibal Lecter, how great an actor was he?
How great an actor was Hannibal Lecter? I mean, he acted like he wasn't gonna eat those people. And then he ate them. I mean, he ate those guys' faces like a slice of Papa John's. I mean, what a pro. I mean, you're never gonna see Meryl Streep eat someone's face. That's... He went on.
You know why I like him? Because he said on television on one of the... I love Donald Trump, so I love him. I love him.
I love Hannibal. I also... I love Norman Bates. He and I... both get very upset when there's bad water pressure in the shower. You know who else loves me? Palpatine, great Emperor Palpatine. Remember Mace Windu? Threw him right out the window. Should have called him Mace Windows. I love that clown from It. Fun guy, always carries balloons for the kids. Gave me some great makeup advice. I love him. Also, you gotta love that kooky Babadook. Babadook, Babadook, love the name. You know who else said I love Donald Trump? Scar. Gotta love him. Some call him a king, a lion king. So in a way, you could say I was endorsed by a king, so I love him. Hyenas. Hyenas are our allies, guys. I don't know why we're arming the Ukrainians against the hyenas. How about Voldemort, folks? Hell of a leader out there. See, they say you can't say his name, but I'll name him. We love Voldemort, don't we? I saw in the Daily Prophet, he said he loves Trump, so I love him. And he is, you know, he loves me. He loves me publicly. He's such a brown noser. If he had a nose, it would be brown. Of course, Trump. He's loved. There's a lot of love out there. Of course, Trump doesn't just collect endorsements from fictional serial killers. He also collects classified documents. And thanks to the case brought by special counsel Jack Smith, we're now learning how much he loved to waive our secrets for the guests at Mar-a-Lago. Because reportedly, Trump revealed nuclear submarine secrets to an Australian businessman. Yes, he heard that the guy came from down under, and he thought, well, that's where the submarines are. It's down and down under. He should know, if anyone should know.
Wow.
I should tell the down under guy.
Wow.
So who is this Australian businessman? He's billionaire and, oh, my Lord, Martha Madeer. It looks like they made his hair out of Trump's face and Trump's hair out of his face. That guy there is somebody named Anthony Pratt, and he's a member of Mar-a-Lago, joined 2017, I think. And according to Pratt, one night down at the club, the former president started blabbing our national secrets after Pratt told Trump he believed Australia should start buying its submarines from the United States. Okay? Trump was just sealing the deal, okay? Following the old sales mantra, A, B, C. Always be compromising national security. Okay? It's all in the book.
Even old New York was once New Amsterdam.
Allegedly, Trump told Pratt two highly classified submarine secrets. The exact number of nuclear warheads the subs carry, and exactly how close they can get to a Russian submarine without being detected. Okay, that's not right. You can't just give away our classified secrets without trading for some of Australia's classified secrets. Like how they make the bloomin' onion. I don't... Every petal is perfectly fried. Why doesn't it clump? Why doesn't it clump? Of course, authorities were afraid that Pratt might have told someone else. But he didn't. He didn't tell someone else. He told some 45 else. Okay, and that sounds bad, but he's Australian, okay? So it's possible no one understood what he was saying. A U.S. Navy knife is Big Papa Bop and Philly Fishes with Yagga Dagga Dobby on the Babby. I didn't even come close to reading that line right, and you'll never know. Jason, not even close, right? Trump was quick to defend himself, posting, "The ridiculous story put out today about me is false and ridiculous, other than the fact that I will often state that we make the best submarines and military equipment anywhere in the world. With that being said, I will always promote the greatness of America and its military equipment. We have the best equipment, including the strongest military computers with the greatest passwords, folks. ZF5 Biggie Little E, and then a tilde, that little squiggly thing, the tilde. A lot of people use the exclamation point as a special character, not the Unstoppable Navy. We don't use exclamation point. We go tilde, okay? You're surprised I know what a tilde is? So am I. Anyway, once again, ZF5 Biggie Little E. Spanish word worm, Spanish. Same worm that's in the bottom of a tequila bottle. Did you know that? That's a tilde down there. That's what they have down. Chew the tilde, they say. Former president isn't only on trial for passing out state secrets at the Mar-a-Lago waffle bar. He's also been indicted for orchestrating January 6th to stop the peaceful transfer of power. And last week, his lawyers tried a desperate new tactic. They were claiming that Trump's actions were at the heart of his official responsibilities as president. Okay, that sounds like a crazy excuse, but it's right there in the oath of office. I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the Vice President Mike Pence because he wouldn't overturn the election for me. Now let's burn this mother down! Another thing Trump's lawyer said that was actually okay, actually, was him trying to replace anyone who stood in his way with a loyalist, which is exactly what he did when he contemplated replacing the head of the Justice Department with a guy named Jeffrey Clark, who is a civil environmental lawyer who believed the 2020 election had been stolen via smart thermostats. That is crazy. Smart thermostats can't control the election. Smart thermostats can't even control the temperature. We have ours set to 75 degrees in here. And none of us can feel our toes. There's news. Thermostat. Word. Thermostat. Oh, there's news about someone else who thought their job was overthrowing the 2020 election. MyPillow CEO... Mike Lindell, seen here having impure thoughts about a dust ruffle. Lindell has been fighting billion-dollar defamation lawsuits from voting machine companies over his election lies. and he's now confirmed he's out of money and can't pay his legal bills, saying he has lost everything, every dime. Soon, he'll have to change his company's name to My Stale Crust of Sandwich. You know their slogan, get away, pigeon, it's mine. Lindell is now facing tough choices between paying his bills and keeping his company afloat, as he explained on the internet.
We can't pay the lawyers. We can't pay. There's no money left to pay them. And I told the, you know, the attorneys, these are great attorneys. They were courageous, came on a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, and they need to get paid. They have families and stuff, too. And I told them, I have to protect what my company. I have to protect that.
I have to protect my company. I have to. No, no, no. I have to protect my company, even if it means killing it. Pillow, don't worry. The pain will be over soon. I'm doing what's best for both of us. Hold still. Don't struggle. No. Don't. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest tonight is a two-term governor, a Golden Globe-winning actor, a five-time Mr. Universe, and a seven-time Mr. Olympia. Now he's written a book of advice called Be Useful, Seven Tools for Life. Please welcome to The Late Show, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you. Wow, well, this guy looks all pumped up there. Look at that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, welcome to the show. It's really lovely to have you here. I've wanted to talk to you for a long time. I'm glad we could finally make it happen.
Thank you, and congratulations to your 30th anniversary.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. See my Abby backstage. It's very nice. Well.
Yes, I met your lovely wife, and she definitely is the better half.
I don't fight. I will not fight you on that one. you're 76 years old. You've had three epic
careers.
Why did
you mention that?
What?
Why do you have to mention that?
It's just even more impressive how good you look. You
okay,
see?
No, thank you.
Go ahead. Setting you up for the compliment. One of the things I've always, one skill that's always impressed me about whether it's in your bodybuilding career, your acting career, your political career, is how absolutely powerfully you sell whatever you're doing. And I want to do some of that selling tonight for your new book, which is called Be Useful, Seven Tools for Life. It's available tomorrow. But before we go to any of that, I just want to know about, like, did you have any plans other than bodybuilding? Like, if it hadn't been bodybuilding, was there a fallback position for you?
No, as a matter of fact, I write about that in the book, that there never was a fallback position or a plan B. Because I always felt kind of like, if enough people out there doubting you, enough people talking about, you know, maybe this doesn't work, and I think this is the wrong thing to do, especially in bodybuilding, people said, you know, why don't you become a world champion in skiing? That's Austrian, but bodybuilding is an American sport. It would never happen. No, is no way. So you already have all these people saying no, no, no. So if I say I have to have a plan B, that means that I have doubts myself that it's not going to work and is this going to work or not, and I have a fallback position. So I didn't want to doubt myself because that's the worst thing that you can do. Right. Just doubt yourself. So you have to have confidence. You have to have a very clear vision where you go. I had a very clear vision that I want to be the world's best bodybuilder, the most muscular man, winning the Mr. Universe contest in London at the same stage where Reg Park and Steve Reeves won. There's where the guys that played Hercules in the movies that I saw as a kid. And that's what inspired me. So I wanted to do exactly the same thing, train as hard 5 hours a day and get there. And, you know, it became a reality. With the age of 20, I became the youngest Mr. Universe ever in London at that very same stage.
Talking about bulking up, we want to give you something to make you feel comfortable here. So we brought a little Austrian treat here that we heard you liked.
Where did you get that? That is amazing because this is Kaiserschmarrn.
This is Kaiserschmarrn. I didn't know how to pronounce it. Kaiserschmarrn.
Yeah, exactly. With the powdered sugar on top. It's unbelievable.
So what is Kaiserschmarrn? What does Kaiserschmarrn mean?
Translated means emperor's fluff. So it's kind of like pancake cut up into little pieces. But it's something that the Germans developed, the emperor, and said that every German should have, at least one dish of Kaiserschmarrn a day, which is made out of eggs and flowers. It's one of those crazy German things, you know, where everyone has to have the same. And but let's just try it.
That is... It should be warm.
It should definitely be warm.
I'm glad.
No, but this is really nice.
It's just a little, it's a little congealed Kaiserschmarrn is what
it's
it is.
Fantastic.
This tastes good. Kind of like the food you get on the runway.
Where did you get this?
Here at the Late Show Labs, we always
There's no one that knows how to make Kaiserschmarrn. I don't know anybody. I remember my mother used to come over and she would stay with me. This was back in the 70s. And she would teach everyone how to make Kaiserschmarrn and how to make Wiener Schnitzel. It was very funny because she just always felt like the Americans didn't know how to cook and all of that stuff. And I said, no, the Americans cook really well. They just don't know how to make Kaiserschmarrn or Wiener Schnitzel.
Right.
Or Leberknödel.
Oh, you don't get Spätzle over here.
Spätzle over here. Now, for that, you have to go to the Oktoberfest over to Munich or go to Austria. And
I've never been. Is that really fun? Or is it just a mob?
No, Oktoberfest. It has hundreds of thousands of people descending on the Munich. I just came actually from there 2 weeks ago. I was at the Oktoberfest, and in my house, I had Oktoberfest also on
here
Saturday.
In the States?
Yeah, here in Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, we had an Oktoberfest, which was a fundraiser to raise money for the kids for after school programs. Mm-hmm. We raised $7 million on this Oktoberfest.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
But the kids didn't get any of the beer. I'm hoping the kids did not get it.
No, the kids weren't even there. It was too late at night. But, I mean, we have those programs all over the United States, and we cater to around 150,000 kids. And because, 70% of the kids come from homes where both of the parents are working. So the parents don't have time in the afternoon to take care of their kids until they get home at night. So between 3 and 6 o'clock is the danger zone for kids, which means that's when they get involved in juvenile crime, teenage pregnancy, gangs, drugs, violence, and all of this stuff, which costs society a huge amount of money, the incarceration and all this stuff. So what I felt 30 years ago when I started this program was that we can do better than that in America. We can go and provide programs after the school is over to have the kids stay in school, do homework assistance, tutoring, sports and fitness programs, arts and stuff like that, until 6 o'clock, until the parents can pick up the kids. So now those kids are safe and getting education.
That's lovely. Yeah. That's lovely. We have to take a quick break, but stick around. We're right back with more Arnold Schwarzenegger, everybody.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
back here with the author of Be Useful, Seven Tools for Life. It's the greatest book ever written. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. You've been doing talk shows for decades now.
Oh, yes.
But my understanding, when you first started doing talk shows, that you got some help from a really unlikely place. And I can't imagine how this came about. Milton Berle used to help you prepare. How did you get Milton Berle to be your comedy writer?
Well, first of all, let me say, when they started out, I didn't know Milton Berle yet. He came in afterwards. When I started out, it was really wild because people were worried, talk show hosts were worried to have a bodybuilder on their show because they felt kind of like maybe the guy cannot talk or whatever. So they had very little expectations.
Yes.
But that actually made me shine because I went on a talk show, I went on the Johnny Carson show and on the Merv Griffin show and those shows, and they would go, after I say the first sentence, they would say, "Oh, my God." I said, "What happened? Did you say anything wrong?" And they said, "No, but you can talk." You know, the funniest reaction that you can imagine.
Sure.
So even when I said a normal sentence, they were impressed. So now...
Sure, the bar was very low.
It was very low. So it was actually a big advantage of mine to go on those talk shows. And and I even talk about this in the book, that when people have low expectations from you, not to complain about it. Not to say, "Oh, you guys are wrong and I'm much smarter than that." But leave it alone, because it's always good to come from behind and to have them not expect anything. And the same thing happened with me even in show business and when I ran for governor. When I ran for governor, I said, "This guy is from an entertainment business. He doesn't know anything about politics. We can beat him easy." And then sure enough, 2 months later, after the election was over, and it was election, the campaign was over, and it was election time, I won. I won, you know? So this is, you come from behind and you win. That's the important thing. But you're asking me about Milton Berle. Milton Berle is a comedian that comes from Germany. His actual name is Berlin. And it's just shortened because in America, when you came to America, they always shortened your names because the Americans couldn't pronounce certain things. So, you know, they even wanted to shorten my name, but they didn't let them. Right? But the bottom line is Milton met me at a party and he started saying to me, he says, "You and I, we should work together." And I said, "I need your help, Milton, because I've been asked always to give speeches somewhere. I want to start the speech in a funny way, but I don't really know how to make funny jokes and how to really understand the American sense of humor." I said, "I have the German and the Austrian sense of humor, but not the American sense of humor." And he says, "Oh, God, now I'm becoming the teacher of this Nazi," he would say. He says, and he would be complaining. He says, "I don't know if I can do that," and stuff like that. So anyway, but he was lovely. He helped me. We sat there every day, and we worked on lines and on the delivery and all that stuff. And I remember one time he wrote this this beginning of a speech where he said to me, he says, "Okay, they will give you an award, Arnold. And when you thank them for the award, just make a joke out of it. And just say, you know, I, as a bodybuilder, have gotten a lot of medals and a lot of trophies and awards, and this award here is the most recent." And he would say, "Listen now." He would come to me after that. He was there in the audience. He comes to me afterwards and says, "You stupid idiot." He says, "Why do you say most recent right away?" He says, "That's not the way the line goes." He says, "You see how I put dots there and made pauses there and everything like this?" He says, "So you go out and you say," he says, "I have won a lot of medals and a lot of trophies as a bodybuilding champion and a lot of awards, but this one, without any doubt, is the most recent." So he taught me about he taught me about timing, you know? So this is the thing, you know? So it's all about timing. And so he would beat me up all the time about it. Idiot, Nazi, and all these kind of things he called me. But the bottom line is he was so helpful always, writing me jokes and writing lines in movies, funny lines in movies and stuff like that. He was an absolute jewel. He came, you know, to my engagement party, to the wedding and everything like that, hung out at my house, brought me always a lot of cigars. You know, he was a big cigar smoker, brought me a lot of cigars. So it was one of those wonderful relationships that I formed over the years.
We have to take another break, but stick around. That's Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he'll be back when we return.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
Hey, everybody. Look at that. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger, the author of Be Useful, 7 Tools for Life. Now, you were a two-term governor as a Republican. And I'm curious, as you look at, you worked with Kevin McCarthy back in the day when he was the leader of the Republicans in the
Yeah, he was the State House. He was the minority leader, which was the head of the Republican Party. And the Democrat was the head of the, you know, was the majority leader, obviously, because there's more Democrats out there. And I worked with him for several years. And then he was termed out. And then he was voted to be a congressman, and yep. He went from representing the Bakersfield area and went to Washington, yes.
Well, when you look at the modern Republican Party, do you think that you could get elected as a Republican right now, given sort of the extremity of that party right now?
You know, I really don't know. I'm not running for anything right now, so I'm not that worried about it. I just know that when I do speeches or anything like that, I have as much compliments from the Republicans as from the Democrats. And the reason for that is because I'm much more in the center. And people know that I do not have an enemy. I don't look at Democrats as their enemy, even though I'm a Republican. I look at them as working partners, absolutely essential for our democracy, that Democrats and Republicans work together rather than seeing each other as the enemy.
That's lovely. Yeah. Now, sadly, technically, the U.S. Constitution does not allow you to run for president because you were not born in the United States. You're not born a United States citizen. But if that ever changes, we have a campaign T-shirt for you. We were hoping we could present this to you. And if you wouldn't mind. Arnold Schwarzenegger, 2024. If you wouldn't mind reading what the tagline is.
Vote for me if you want to live.
So I'll keep this. This is for you.
Thank you.
Well, the book is called Be Useful, 7 Tools for Life. Thank you so much for being here. Please come back many times to the Ed Sullivan.
Stephen, I love it. I mean, I'm not in New York that often, but it is wonderful. As I said in my book, sell, sell, sell. This
it's
is
the greatest
one way.
Book of all time. It's amazing.
Yeah,
book.
Exactly.
It's wonderful. It's got the best cover.
More pages
the paper
than the other
is the greatest paper
the print
of all time.
Is really strong. You can read
so
it.
Soft and so
you don't
beautiful.
Even have to read it. It reads out loud for you. And all of the... Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, Arnold.
Thank you.
That's the book. That's the man. It's available tomorrow. Arnold Schwarzenegger, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.